This is Act Locally Waco on KWBU FM.
Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State.
I'm Carlos Morales, and with me again, back from the holiday break, is Ashley Bean Thornton to take a look at events happening in Waco. Hey, Ashley.
Hey, Carlos.
So, Friday night, January 6th, what do we got going on?
Well, it is the first Friday.
That's right.
Not only of January, but of the new year. And so, of course, we have First Friday in downtown Waco. So I think everybody should make it their resolution to go to First Friday
to head downtown.
Month.
Yeah.
Every month.
Every month.
Wouldn't that be a great resolution?
I like that.
So First Friday, downtown Waco. And then also First Fridays, if you are not aware, the Brazos Theater Group, every First Friday, does an improv comedy show. Their theater is over off of Bosque Boulevard, 7524 Bosque. It's $10 to $12, and it's BYOB, but there is a snack bar. And they always have a little pre-show entertainment from their house band, the Chocolate Bell Bottom Surprise, and then an improv comedy show. So
like
that's
that.
A lot of fun for First Friday.
And starting today and continuing until Sunday at the Extraco Event Center is the Heart of Texas Team Roping Championships. So if you want to see what is maybe my favorite part of a
rodeo,
the roping,
right?
You want to head down to Extraco Event Center. They'll be having this event all weekend. And that takes us to Saturday, where there'll be the chipping of the green. I know you're thinking maybe this is some golf kind of thing. But no, this is a Christmas tree recycling event. It's going to be at Paul Tyson Field, which is near Waco High. And so you can go and take your, you know, natural Christmas tree you had and get it, you know, chipped and turned into mulch. It's free, and this is a better alternative than to, you know, having it thrown in the dump or something. So head out there.
Absolutely. And then also Saturday at the library, they're having Crafty Kids at the library. So starting at 1:30 at the Central Library on Austin, there'll just be a time you can bring your kids, make a fun craft, get the year started off right. And it's for ages 6 to 11.
And over at South Waco Library, also on Saturday, is a really interesting and fun family event. It's a sensory-friendly movie matinee, and so it's not too loud, not too dark, and you know, no one's going to think twice if you're perfectly still and quiet either. This is going to be, again, at the South Waco Library at 2 in the afternoon. This is a free event, and you can enjoy some animal crackers they'll be having and whatever movie they'll be showing.
Mm-hmm. And then Saturday afternoon, starting at 3 o'clock, I'm really excited about this. You might remember from a few months ago, a group got together and started talking about making Waco more walkable. There was a book study, and we've had some other conversations about that. Well, that group has named themselves Waco Walks, and they are having an event Saturday at 3 o'clock. Everybody's going to meet at Jubilee Market, which is the new market opened by Mission Waco over at the corner of 15th and Concord. And we're going to walk in that neighborhood and take a look at the sidewalks and the signs and the street conditions and just kind of talk about the walking infrastructure in that neighborhood. So we'd love for you to come join us. It's going to be from 3. We'll probably walk between 3 and 4 miles around in the neighborhood and hopefully be done by 5.
And also on Saturday is an Elvis birthday tribute down at the Waco Hippodrome. So you can go and celebrate Elvis's birthday with a tribute fit for the king himself. Performing will be Al Jolson. This event is going to be $20 to $30, depending on, you know, which ticket you get. And that's from 7 to 9 at the Waco Hippodrome. But it's not the only music event going on. Down at the backyard, which is just a stone's throw from the Hippodrome, James Taylor, not that James Taylor, but James Taylor will be performing there. He was on The Bachelorette, I believe. And there will also be an appearance by Luke Pell. And tickets for this cost $10 to $30. And it starts at 7 on Saturday night.
And then Sunday afternoon, one of the best deals in town, the Animal Birth Control Sunday Preventative Pet Health Clinic. It goes from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock at the Animal Birth Control Clinic, which is at 3238 Clay. If you're familiar with Katie's Custard, it's right behind Katie's Custard. But you can take your pet, get them caught up on their vaccinations, maybe schedule a spay and neuter surgery if you haven't done that. Super nice folks there will give your dog or cat a little scratch behind the ear, and the prices are very reasonable. So take advantage of that service, 10 to 2 at the Animal Birth Control Clinic.
Very cool. And on Monday, getting our look at the week ahead, you know, if you work downtown or in the area and you just need a little break during lunch, Central Library's got you covered with their Nom Nom Namaste lunch break.
I love it.
So if you just need to kind of like de-stress and get some stretching in and, well, and have your lunch too, you can head down to Central Library and join them for a 30-minute yoga break. It'll start from 11 a.m. and it'll run until 12, but feel free to come and go as you need.
Yeah, and then another fun thing going on at the library. You know, we have at our West Waco Library over on Bosque a terrific genealogy center. And they offer a lot of great programmings if you want to explore your past, your family's past. And this particular Monday, they're having a program called The Beatitudes of a Genealogist. It's a brown bag program that is going to be at noon. And the speaker is going to be family historian Patty Huff Smith, who is going to talk about her 8 Beatitudes for a Successful Genealogy Journey. So bring your brown bag, noon, West Waco Library over on Bosque.
And on Tuesday, the support group GAP, which is Grandparents as Parents, are having two different meetings, one in Hewitt at the Hewitt Community Church and another at the Family of Faith Worship Center here in Waco. And if you're not familiar with GAP, it's just it's a support group for people who have taken the role of parents, you know, uncles, grandparents, siblings, aunts, cousins. So this is just an opportunity to maybe network and, you know, some helpful tips. So again, there's two different meetings, one at the Hewitt Community Church, and that's at 9:30, and one at the Family of Faith Worship Center here in Waco at 6:30 p.m.
And then another fun library thing on Tuesday over at the East Waco Library, which is on Elm Avenue, they are starting a program called Be Your Best Storytime. So that is going to be an opportunity for kids from ages 3 to 6 to come and do a story and a craft that is particularly focused on being the best you can be. So learning about being nice and polite and helpful and all those things that we want our little kids to learn. So that will be at 10:30 a.m. at East Waco Library on Tuesday. And then at South Waco Library on Tuesday is Knitting Circle. And this is a really neat group. They get together at South Waco Library, which is over on 18th Street, in the evening. And they learn about different needle arts. And they usually also work on a group charity together. So this particular Tuesday, January 10th, they're going to have the Whitney Needle Arts Group is going to be a special guest, and also Susan Mills with Church Under the Bridge is going to talk about their first quarter group charity and tell you a little bit about the mission of Church Under the Bridge and how the knitting group can help. So if you like knitting or crocheting or other needle arts like that, South Waco Library at 5 o'clock p.m.
And also on Tuesday is the Young at Heart Dance Club over at the Sol Ross Senior Center on Jefferson Avenue. And it's just an opportunity for you to dance to some two-step, you know, waltz, polka, line dance, you know, 50s style, rock and roll, whatever you decide. They'll also have refreshments and door prizes and a different, you know, country western band providing the music for that. So again, that's at the Sol Ross Senior Center from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Tuesday.
And then on Wednesday at the Episcopal Church of the Holy Spirit, which is on Wooded Acres, kind of behind Target, at 9 o'clock, the Central Texas Watercolor Society is meeting. So if you're interested in developing your watercolor skills, their January meeting is going to feature live models, and the theme is going to be Celtic Romantic. So that'll be at 9 o'clock at the Episcopal Church of the Holy Spirit over on Wooded Acres. And then just a little side note, they also have their spring membership exhibit starting over on MCC campus at the McLennan Performing Arts Center Gallery, which is at 1400 College Drive. And that is going to go up on actually Thursday.
And on Wednesday, Bear Arms Brewing, the local craft brewery here in Waco, is hosting a chili cook-off. Entrance will be limited to 10 individuals or teams. And for entering, you'll receive 2 pints of your choice for the evening and be given a chance to win a special prize package they have. So this is going to be at the brewery at Bear Arms at 7 p.m. and go until 9.
Yeah, and then on Thursday at lunchtime is the first meeting of 2017 for the McLennan County Hunger Coalition. So if you are a person in town who really is concerned about hunger in our community, this is a great group. It includes a lot of people from a whole lot of the different organizations in town that are working against food insecurity here in Waco. They get together once a month to kind of share information and make plans together. So they will be meeting at 11:45 on Thursday at Caritas of Waco, which is at 300 South 15th Street, the McLennan County Hunger Coalition.
And on Thursday, the Methodist Children's Home Family Outreach is going to start offering a 6-week nurturing parenting series. So it's a great opportunity to learn more about stress management, child development, effective communication. And the real neat thing about this is it's going to be in Spanish. So classes are going to start on, you know, this Thursday. And so classes are from 4:30 to 6:30 on Thursdays at 1111 Herring Avenue at the Methodist Children's Home.
Yeah, and then Thursday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. at West Waco Library is Pajama Night Story Time.
All right.
I love that. Kids of all ages are invited to come and cozy up to a fun story time and wear your PJs. I always think the opportunity to wear your PJs out in public is a good thing.
It's the best time.
Yes. Yeah. So the whole family, bring the whole family. It's going to happen every week. It's going to be at West Waco Library from 7 to 8 on Thursdays. And then also on this particular Thursday, Waco Symphony Orchestra is presenting Broadway Rocks. So they're going to have some terrific vocalists, Christine Nall, Rob Evans, Lakeisha Jones, and they're going to be performing selections from Jersey Boys, Jesus Christ Superstar, Lion King, Mamma Mia, Phantom of the Opera, Wicked, all your favorites. That's going to be at Waco Hall, which is on Baylor campus at the corner of 5th and Spate. And it's the tickets are between $20 and $50, and it's Thursday starting at 7:30.
Wonderful. A lot to do in Waco Town this week.
Yes. Get your year started right.
All right, Ashley, we'll catch you next time. And for more information, you can visit actlocallywaco.org.